New York Times bestselling author Susan Isaacs' female protagonists are her calling card. Susan Isaacs is back with a new Corey Geller novel, number 2 in that series, and it is entitled Bad, Bad Seymour Brown. It's the return of two favorite characters, former FBI agent Corey Geller and a retired cop dad, in which they are tasked to solve one of the NYPD's coldest homicide cases before the crime's sole survivor is killed. Again, the name of the book is Bad, Bad Seymour Brown. It is published by Grove Atlantic, and we welcome Susan Isaacs to the roundtable this morning. Susan, thank you very much for being with us.
I'm delighted.
I've enjoyed your work for a long, long time, and have read you for a very long time. And I find this stage of your career to be fascinating. What brought you to these particular crime novels?
Well, I had never written a series before, partially because my first book, Compromising Positions, although it was a mystery, it was my first try at fiction. So I thought, do I want to write 17 books like Compromising Positions, Goes Hawaiian? You know, you get tired. And I was at that point too early in my career to be already bored by it or by the thought of it. So I went ahead and I wrote more mysteries. I wrote a couple of espionage novels, sagas, historical novels. Everything I wrote was standalone. I did go back to the Compromising Positions character in one book, but it was more that I missed Long Island and writing about Long Island. And it was 20 years later after the first one, and I made it 20 years later in her life and how she had evolved, what happened. And I pretty much said all there was to be said about her. That was it. So no series, no boredom, except then I thought it's always tempting to write a series, because if you like the people you're with, you don't want to say goodbye. And I was thinking about this former FBI agent who's burned out from being in anti-terrorism, who leaves the bureau, gets married, etc. And then I thought, it's not going to work for a series unless I enrich her character. So I made her a kind of an ace with languages, and she speaks Arabic, which she majored in at Queens College, largely because she thought she'd take Russian, but the class was already filled. So she said, Arabic, what could be so hard? Well, it's an extremely difficult language. So I had her, after 2001, joining the Bureau as an Arabic speaker, sometimes going abroad, but mainly because of her great people skills, being an interrogator. And she was good at it. She cared about people. She liked people. She was fair. But there certainly were adventures all over the world. So she had that.
So you knew from the beginning that you wanted it to be a series, that you were looking at this not just one novel, but over a longer haul.
Right, right. But yeah. I think you have to prepare for that. You have to, as a writer, you have to think differently, because you know that after the last page, there's a future for her.
What is it like to have this partnership of Corey and her dad? Because that's a fascinating dynamic.
Couple of things. The first was that her dad appears in Takes One to Know One, and he's a, you know, fairly important character, but they're nowhere near partners. But people kept saying to me, I love the father. I love the father. Usually, you know, you don't, at least I don't write to please people. But on the other hand, I respect people's opinions. And the thing was, I loved the father too. And they were a natural. They were both law enforcement. She had completely different background. He had been first a sex crimes detective and then a homicide detective, and she was in the FBI. But they joined together in this second book for when a cold case that her dad had worked on 20 years earlier.
Let's talk about Corey for a second. As you say, these books, the first one very well received, as is this one. What is it about Corey, do you think, that has struck a chord?
That she's strong. She's, to use that old word, spunky. She's a lot of fun, but she sees the world through two sets of eyes. One is the eyes of a trained investigator and someone who's not afraid of a fight. When Corey started learning the martial art, Krav Maga, which is the Israeli form of martial arts based on street fighting, her dad took her when she was 13. And she's not afraid of getting hurt, within reason. And she's willing to fight, and she knows she can defend herself. So there's that pro. But there's also the suburbanite on Long Island with a husband who's, you know, very good looking, but serious, cerebral, and she's fun. She adopted his daughter, who is now a teenager, and she loves the kid. And in her, she loves the husband too. He's not just a perpetual thrill.
The idea of just having fun, I assume all of this, and it sounds, as you're describing it, that you're having a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm having a great time. Doing standalones is always a risk for a writer who's in her heart of hearts a mystery writer. But if you bring out a saga, if you suddenly leave the women and write from the point of view, first person narrator of a male homicide cop, half Protestant, half Catholic, recovering alcoholic, then it's a different book every time. And reviewers and readers don't know what to expect from you. So it's a risk. But I took the risk through 13 novels. And then I said, let me see what there is too, because I have so many friends who write mysteries and who write series. And they're terrific writers. I mean, you have people like Sue Grafton, Michael Connelly, writing series, who are some of the best novelists around.
The new book is Bad, Bad Seymour Brown. It is the second of the Corey Geller novels, and it's great to have Corey back, and it's great to have you back. Thank you very much for spending time with us. I really appreciate you being here.
It's always a pleasure.
Again, the name of the new book is Bad, Bad Seymour Brown, a Corey Geller novel by Susan Isaacs. It's published by Grove Atlantic. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.